Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so the Russell Westbrook stuff is where our mind is at to start. I want no part of it. I've given you a million reasons why, and we can debate those. I also am prepared for a lot of your reasons, which I've already told you I don't value. Oh, but it'll be exciting. Don't care. Oh, but I'd go to games. Not my problem. Oh, but we'd at least make play. Not interested. You only take on 4 years at $171 million for a player who's 30 if the word championship is in play. And it simply isn't. There is no pathway to winning a championship with Russell Westbrook on the wrong side of 30, Blake Griffin on the wrong side of 30, and Andre Drummond. And you know, the organization's going to do everything in their power to keep Andre around. And he'll be ready for his extension next summer. Not interested. Give me the clean cap sheet in 2 years. Give me developmental players like Dumbaya, Sarvidis, the cheap young talent you're trying to accumulate on your roster. Keep developing Luke Kennard. Keep it moving. I'm not interested in basically making the same mistake twice, as Roberto put it during the break. Look at Roberto paying attention to sports topics. Huge. Huge. Now, Mike, can I do this? I know David wants Westbrook. So can I? I want to start with him because he has a completely different opinion than me.
Of course.
David, go ahead now.
Hashtag bring in Westbrook. I want excitement. I am a fan of this Detroit Pistons team. I have nothing to watch right now. I'm not excited by Reggie. I'm not excited by Luke Kennard. But bring in Westbrook and you excite me. I will be down to watch them almost every night. I want Westbrook. I'm going to say it again for you. I want Westbrook. Gores talks about the double-doubles that Andre brings. How about the triple-doubles that Westbrook brings? I want excitement. Dance for me. Yeah, Mike, I am that dog today. I am distracted by the lights. I'm distracted by the names. I want the name. I want championships, too. You know, I've always been on these airways saying how I want championships. They're not going to win one. I don't care, though. Excite me. Give me a reason to watch. Give me a reason to go down and take my kids. That will be the reason, because right now, my kids don't even care about basketball. They don't care about the Pistons, but they would if Westbrook comes down there, because he would bring stats and he would bring excitement. That's what I care about. I know that's not what you like. That's not, you know, the contract. I don't care about the contract. Bring in the 4 years. It's not my money. It's not my money. Bring him in. Bring him here now. Make the deal happen this hour.
So basically, David has offered you all things that are void of basketball logic.
It sounded like me with Zion, David. That was great.
It sounded like something.
Let's go.
Let me put it to you this way. Because this is a very sensitive subject for me, because I absolutely love Russell Westbrook as well. Love the guy. Always love watching him play. He's tremendous. But this is the only analogy I could think of when I was thinking about this topic, is Russell Westbrook's like that hot girl at the bar that you really want to get with, but you know, hey, maybe she's a little crazy. It's not going to end well. She's not right. Something's going to go bad one way or the other. She's a little crazy, just, you know, maybe a little older, whatever. It's that exact same thing. We're sure you want to get with that hot chick, but you really know that you shouldn't because of what you hear, and she's kind of crazy. It's the same thing with Westbrook.
Does anyone have any basketball reasons, or is it all breasts and dreams?
No, I'm trying to relate this to everyone here. What I always say, broaden this here.
Hey, Michael, be a better host. So broaden the topic for the listeners. Okay,
that's
Sully,
why I struggle.
Will.
I want Westbrook, but I know that I shouldn't want him. So it's a super weird situation where, yeah, sure, I want him because it'd be exciting, but I know it's not the right thing to do.
What do you think?
I know it's not. I know that signing Westbrook is not the right thing to do. And if anything, guys, it also reminds me of, how about a name like Tracy McGrady, a name like Allen Iverson, that was with the Pistons towards the later end of their career. I know that Westbrook's probably, you know, closer to his prime than those guys were when they played for the Pistons. But still, I want a young star here. I don't want just another Allen Iverson, T-Mac, yes. Blake Griffin, Russell Westbrook guy. I want someone young they can develop.
Well, and again, listen, you know, Gator had brought up the name Bradley Beal. Now, look, if somehow Bradley Beal were actually available, that's a different conversation. Bradley Beal is 25. Bradley Beal is a guard who actually can shoot the ball and actually can play off of the ball. Now, that's different. If you can acquire an all-NBA caliber two guard who's 25 and an all-star, well, I'm all in for that. Let's go. But that's not what Russell Westbrook is. And again, like, I don't care what you thought of him or what he used to be. Or, dude, it's about what he is now. Like, do you want to hear? Let me put this into context for you. Russell Westbrook has been in the league since. Anybody want to venture a guess here? 11 years. Westbrook is not young. An 11-year NBA pro. And you know what you're trading for? What will be his worst seasons? That's what you're trading for. Just like, I'm telling you, dude, Blake just gave you the season of his life, and he still wasn't available when you needed the most. I'm not going down this path again. I'm not. It will kill your ability as a franchise to do anything. You will have not one but two immovable deals. You know what you'll be? You'll be the Wizards. You'll be sitting there with a deal like John Wall that you can't move. Westbrook's deal is the next John Wall deal. There's a reason there's not 10 teams interested. And you're hearing about losers like Orlando. Or Miami is out of their mind, but they'll do it. Or maybe the Knicks. Guys, there's not a market for Russell Westbrook. There's not. Who he is, what he is, and that contract? No. I'll pass.
The issue is that people want it because it's the exciting move.
It's the light show.
Not the right move, per se. Yes. And I think it's the, like I said, it's the hot, crazy scale type thing, man. It's, sure, it'd be exciting and fun to have Westbrook here. Westbrook is that hot girl at the bar, you know? But is it the right move? Is it the right thing for the organization? The right basketball move? Hate to say it, but no, it probably isn't.
Dude, I mean, you were talking about a player. Can I just offer this to you guys? We talk about the National Basketball Association in 2019. We talk about the importance of the three-point shot, right? I mean, it's not even a luxury anymore. If your team doesn't shoot the three well, you're not going to do a whole lot. Do we agree? Mike, three of the last 4 years for Russell Westbrook, four of the last five years, here's his percentage from three-point land. 299, 296, 298, 290. A sub 30% three-point shooter? What is this, 1986? If you put Russell Westbrook on the same court as Andre Drummond, how do you plan on functioning? There's a reason the Thunder can't get out of the first round. Can't get out of the first round with Paul George. Can't get out of the first round without Paul George. Can't get out of the first round. They don't have shooters. And Westbrook commands the basketball. So if he's commanding the ball and I don't need to guard him, where's Andre? Where's Blake? Go ahead.
I hear exactly what you're saying. I get it. I know what I've seen from him the last few years. But the East, I don't see the East as being this juggernaut right now. I could see them fighting for a 4 or 5 seed if they get Westbrook. I can see them being a 4 seed. I mean, come on. Like, you got Boston, you got Philly, you got Milwaukee. After that,
Indiana.
It's just, you can fight for a 4 or 5 seed between Indiana. Okay. I really believe so.
All right. That's our different. And again, remember, I also think long term, next year when the Slim Reaper comes to town, you ain't better than Brooklyn. So now what? You fighting to beat a 6?
Okay. You're fighting for a 5 or a 6 seed. I'm fine with that. We barely made the playoffs last year. You're fighting for a 5 or a 6 seed? That means there's excitement and you're better.
No.
You're better.
No, you're stuck in the middle. Listen, you're okay with that because you want to take your kids.
But I'm not,
I don't care about your kids. That's the difference.
Wow, Mike.
No, I don't mean about their general welfare. I don't care if they're excited about their basketball team. I want to win a championship. I didn't mean it like, oh, I don't care if they get the flu. No.
I don't care.
I know your kids. We got you, your phone calls are coming up next. 248-539-9797. Ticket text the whole deal. You in or out on Russell Westbrook coming to the Pistons. Next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.